Good evening and welcome to this evening's Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Ultramore-Smith, your host for this evening, and our guest is jazz musician and music educator Alan Myerson. And Alan has a brand new book just come out this year, First Steps to Jazz Improvisation. And he has an upcoming book signing happening at Barnes & Noble at the end of this week on Friday, and also an in-store performance in conjunction with that book signing. Alan, welcome to WDIY.
How are you doing, Bill? How are you?
I'm very well indeed, and very well. And as you know, listeners, we are in our December end-of-year pledge drive, so if you appreciate Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, we will be coming to you during the course of this program and asking you to pick up the phone and call 610-758-8810 and make a contribution of support for this programming. Alan, let's just talk a little bit. Let me give you a little brief interview of you, a little brief background. You're a jazz musician. You've been living in the Lehigh Valley for quite a while. Play saxes, you play clarinet, you play flute, and you teach music. That's my brief intro. Expand on that. Tell us more about yourself.
Okay. I have been here about 10 years now. Before this, I was born in Brooklyn, and I lived there for most of my adult life. After getting married, I moved to New Jersey for a while, and that was a pit stop on my way to Allentown area, which I love. The arts here is fantastic.
How long have you been in the Valley?
About 10 years now.
Okay. So you grew up in Brooklyn, grew up in the 60s in Brooklyn, I think, right?
Yeah, the 60s, 50s, late 50s, 60s, and right through the 70s, and even into the 80s.
So there was lots of good music happening in Brooklyn while you were living there?
Brooklyn, Manhattan. I was always on the subway running to Manhattan to the Village Vanguard, or one of those places.
You didn't by any chance get to hear Coltrane at the Vanguard, did you?
No, but I heard Sonny Rollins, I heard Dizzy Gillespie, I heard all the greats.
Impressive. Reason I asked about Coltrane, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of A Love Supreme.
Oh, wow.
So I will be playing some of that on the blend tomorrow a little bit. But look, tell us, tell us where you lived. What about your musical education?
It's kind of strange. I started kind of late in my life. I didn't take up music till I actually got to high school. My parents were kind of poor, and music was way in the back and as far as what they can afford. So when I got to high school, New York had an excellent music education program where they supplied the instrument and they gave you the lessons. It was no cost to students. So I started when I was about 16 years old in high school. And
which is late, right?
It was kind of late for especially jazz musicians. You talk to them all the time, and you know, they started when they were five, so it was kind of late. But I took to it, and I really enjoyed. I enjoyed practicing, which is a weird thing for a kid.
Which instrument did you actually begin on?
I started on saxophone, and I found that the school lessons weren't enough. I needed more for myself, so I did some research, and I found a local music teacher, Nat Shapiro, his name was. I didn't know anything about him. All I knew was $4 an hour for a lesson. He was the least expensive guy. But it turned out our mutual friend David Lehman also studied with him when he was a kid.
Wow. And then you followed on later on, and we will talk about that later in the program, but you studied with Dave Lehman, right?
Yeah.
Who's been in this very studio and sat at these microphones and even co-hosted a couple of programs with us on WDIY. Yeah, we're big fans, and Dave is a good supporter of the music on this station. Okay, so we've heard a bit about your education. Did you tell us which college you went to?
No. Let me say that after high school, I went to Queens College, City College in New York, majored in music there. I didn't start out as a music major, but I decided at halfway through that this is going to be my life.
Wow. Music. So after starting music at 16, you were managing to major in music a few years later.
I tell my students this story, but I practiced at least 5 hours every day, 7 days a week, because I wanted to be a music major. So this Nat Shapiro that I studied with is an old-time guy. He played with the NBC Radio Orchestra, and he was a multi-instrumentalist, and he insisted I put the saxophone down and start studying clarinet, because every saxophone player should play clarinet. So, and again, our friend Dave went through the same thing with him.
Yep. So clarinet was the first one to double on prior to flute.
And then flute, because I just loved the sound of the flute. It was all technical. It was all technical, you know, how to read music, how to play scales and that kind of thing with Nat Shapiro. He knew nothing about improvisation or jazz.
Okay, and your book is Teaching Improvisation to Musicians Who Are Not Jazz Musicians, Who Don't Have a Background in Improvisation, and your intent was to try and make it easy to get into improvising, which for a non-jazz musician.
Exactly. And kids, because kids are easy to teach. They actually know all the basics they need to know when they study with me improvisation, but they don't know they know what they need to know.
Okay. Before we talk more about the book, let's actually play a segment of you performing on a recent release of yours. The album's called In Good Company. Who is the company you're with on what we're going to listen to?
Carl Snyder.
Chicago Carl, who was one of our blues hosts here on WDIY on Saturday Afternoon Blues for many years.
And Frank DeBuslow, who is a master guitarist also.
Excellent guitarist, yeah, and we know Frank well as well. And the vocalist on the...
Frederick Douglass, his name is. No relation to the famous Frederick Douglass, but that's his stage name. Very good singer.
Okay, let's take a listen to a section at the beginning of that, and I think you're on tenor sax on here?
Tenor sax, yes.
And it's a blues piece, right?
Stormy
Monday?
Yep.
Okay, Steve, let's have a little listen to Alan. Wow, some nice tenor work there, nice fluidity. And it's a great piece to solo on there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
A good basis for it. Mm. Okay, so we know about your background. We've listened to you yourself improvising. So let's now talk about your experience as a music teacher. And then in particular, let's begin to talk about the book and first steps to jazz improvisation, and sort of tell us a bit what motivated you to write this book.
Well, my biggest motivation was my students. They wanted to have a jazz workshop. They asked me about it. They've heard me play, and I did the first thing about running a jazz workshop. I had a lot of scrap notes and paper and all this stuff that I wrote out for the workshop, and it was quite successful. Everybody loved it. So what I wound up doing was saying, hey, I have the basis for a book here. Let me expand on these notes and these scraps of paper that I have and that I worked on. And I actually worked about 2 years putting on the scraps of paper and compiling it into a legible book.
Now, there's lots of teaching books out there, lots of them.
Yeah, the problem I have with all those books is that it's like somebody standing at a podium lecturing to you. They start talking terminology, which I watch my students and their eyes glaze over when she starts talking about all these musical technical terms. So what I decided to do is not talk down to them, but maybe talk up to them. Tell them what they do know already, and from that point, let's apply what you know to improvising a solo. A lot of my students came to me with music from high school, the jazz bands, and they show me these hieroglyphics, which are we call chord symbols, and they said, what do I do? What do I play? There's nothing on the music except this hieroglyphic type writing. And that was part of my inspiration to break that down, explain that there's only a few that you really need to know, and this is what you do with them.
So the basis of your method, can you sort of sum it up?
Yeah, to sum it up, every student knows how to play a major scale. That's one of the first things they learn on their instrument. C major scale, D major scale. These are the basics that if you play piano, you've played it in your Hannon books. You violin, you've played these up and down. So every student knows how to play a major scale. So I showed them how to apply the major scales that they have to harmonies that are in music. And all they need to know is the major scales, just when to play which major scale.
Wow. That if I can understand that, I'm not a musician. I'm a music appreciator, but not a musician at all. Wow. That
was a lot of Miles Davis music in when he started The Birth of the Cool was leaning towards that. So it's called modal, but once I say modal, everybody's eyes glaze over. So okay. I don't say that.
Well, I like it when I hear some modal music. So, yep, modal music is basically improvisation based directly off the major scales,
or the minor scales. Or any kind of scale, but it's based off of a scale. My book is based off of only major scales, and you can play minor music, minor sounding sad music, using a major scale, which kind of sounds happy if you play it without the harmony behind it.
Interesting. Your techniques, I'm taking it, they're applicable not just to woodwind or sax players. It can be to
any instrument.
Any instrument whatsoever. So it's very general.
Yeah, I the approach is what's called linear, which means it's just one note at a time. It's not a few notes like you play on the piano or you can play on guitar. You play a lot of notes at once when you strum a guitar. But the individual notes themselves to keep it music flowing. That's my approach. Like that solo you just heard, it was one note at a time. It was just how long you play the note and which note you choose.
And your sound as you play that note, right?
Yes.
And how you transition from one note to another and the yes. fluidity of it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot more than you make out. Helen, so within the book, I notice you have a number of smartphone scan downloadable pieces of music, mm-hmm. Some without solos on that the reader can use to help mm-hmm. them develop a solo over, and then others where you've demonstrated how to build a solo.
Right.
So should we have a listen to one of those segments now of without a solo on it?
There's the ones that we have here they're not independent of the solo. So all the ones that we have now are demonstrations.
Okay. So in that case, let's lead us into the first one, track one.
Let me just talk about a major scale.
Okay.
Maybe we can just listen to what a major scale is so people who don't know music will hear a major scale and everybody's going to say, oh yeah, I've heard that. So maybe we can do that.
Okay. Let's listen to the first segment, Steve, that's included in the book.
I'm sure everybody has heard that one time in their life, even if they haven't played an instrument.
Right.
And right. every solo in the book is based on that.
Off a scale.
Off a scale, a major scale.
Okay. All right. We need to take a short break, and we are in our winter pledge drive, so we're going to take a short break for a few minutes here, and then we will come back, and we will have another recording of you building a solo that's also included within the book, right?
Yes.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Our guest tonight, Alan Myerson, and we are talking with Alan about his brand new book, Teaching Improvisation for Non-Jazz Musicians. And also in the next part coming up, we'll be talking about the book signing happening at Barnes & Noble, and as well a concert by one of Alan's current performing groups will take place also at Barnes & Noble. We will be back with Alan right after this break. And we are in our pledge drive, and Sharon Ettinger has just joined me in the studio, and we would like to exhort you, if you're enjoying Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, if you're regularly listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon or any of our programming here on WDIY, this is the time of, at the end of the year, we ask you for a little additional support, or we ask you, if you're not yet a member, to become a member. Sharon, welcome.
Thanks, and I've been really enjoying listening to Alan talk about his new book, and I'm a musician too and a big fan of jazz, and I tune in to jazz on WDIY at 9 o'clock on weeknights, and thanks for being here, Alan, and if you're a listener of WDIY that you carries over through All Things Considered and you value these community venues, these community shows that we do for public affairs, bringing you all sorts of subjects from gardening to music lessons, WDIY is a place where you can use your philanthropic dollars at the end of the year, your charitable giving, to become a member or give a gift membership. You can do that by calling 610-758-8810 and help us end our year on a major note, if I can say a major chord, by your extra gift. A scale would be great. A scale up from $60 to $100 gift. Scale your gift up and help us end WDIY's year on a positive chord. Thanks so much. We'd like to thank you on the air. You can do that if you use your Visa or MasterCard when you make your pledge tonight. And volunteers are in Pledge Central looking to hear from you now.
Yep. 610-758-8810 is the number to call. Also, if you think that this program, if Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, with all the local performers that we bring in, all the local authors, theater people, dancers, film people, if you think your cultural life here in the Lehigh Valley is enhanced by listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, you find out what's happening, you get introduced to many of the amazing artists and performers that we have here in the Lehigh Valley. If you value hearing that, now is the time to show your support. Please make that call, 610-758-8810, or go securely online at wdiy.org. Show your support for Lehigh Valley Arts Salon and show your support for WDIY in general. Just think, is it worth 35 cents a day, $10 a month? Become a sustaining member. Please make that call, 610-758-8810, and thanks. Alan, welcome back. And
that's an example of how I build a solo. The original harmony, or what we call chords in music, was the bridge or the middle part of I've Got Rhythm. So what I did there is the first part of that was just me playing scales within that, major scales that fit within that harmony that we had. And that second little track that you started playing was the actual solo that I worked my way into after I practiced those scales that we talked about, those major scales.
Okay, we can see the progression of what you're doing there.
It was quite a fast progression, but this takes a lot of time to do.
These are samples. And by the way, we are talking with Alan Myerson, jazz musician, jazz saxist, flutist and clarinetist and jazz teacher. And Alan is telling us about the brand new book that he has released entitled First Steps to Jazz Improvisation. And Alan will be holding a book signing at Barnes & Noble. That's happening this Friday at 7 p.m. It's at the Barnes & Noble down on Center Valley in, Center Valley Parkway in Center Valley at 7 p.m. this coming Friday evening. Alan will have copies of this book, First Steps to Jazz Improvisation, that he'll be performing with his current, well, one of his current groups, and we'll be signing these books afterwards. So, Alan, thank you for explaining. And that segment there, both of those segments are included as smartphone readable, downloadable.
Right. The tracks that I played these practice to is on the downloadable tracks that you can play without me playing, obviously. Okay. There are samples of me playing on those tracks, on other tracks, but these tracks are for the students to practice with. They're slow, and they give them plenty of time to think, and I give you a step-by-step method of step one, do this, step two, do that, and to build up to an interesting solo.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your own musical education, some of your most influential teachers and mentors, and perhaps any of their parts of their methods that you particularly benefited from over the year that's made the way into your book.
Well, the major scale part was that Nat Shapiro. He drummed those scales into my head. After Nat Shapiro, I fell in love with Sonny Rollins, and that's when I got the jazz bug. And I had to find the jazz teacher. And again, I went to the phone book, and I started looking up, since I was in New York, I can look up all these great musicians. They're listed as just regular people in the phone book. And back in those days, you could do that. And I looked up all these musicians who were on albums, and this guy didn't teach, that guy didn't teach, and I stumbled on Lee Konitz. And Lee Konitz says, sure, I teach. And
wow.
And I said, okay, when do we start? And the interesting thing is, I went there and I studied one song with him, What Is This Thing Called Love, for 6 months, one song. And this method that I use is sort of things he taught me and the way he taught me how to learn to improvise over chords and that kind of thing. And I codified it and put it in a book.
Okay, excellent. And your book has a very nice endorsement from NEA Jazz Master Dave Liebman on the book as well. Mm-hmm. So if Dave endorses it, that really is a strong, strong endorsement.
Yes, I'm very lucky to get that. He was my next teacher after Lee Konitz, and I studied with him for about 2 years on a private basis.
Okay, we have a couple of minutes or so left, so let's not miss talking about what's happening on Friday night. So you'll be at Barnes & Noble at the Center Valley, right?
Correct.
You'll be doing a book signing.
And my band will be playing. We'll play for about a half hour or so, maybe 45 minutes, depending on what they let me do.
And it won't be exactly the band that we heard at the beginning, but
no, a different group of guys, a really nice group of guys.
Tell me who'll be with you.
Paul Demarest, guitarist, local guitarist. I have Don Plowman, a drummer, who will be playing with us.
Yep.
Bernard England will be a bass player, a local bass player who's playing with us too.
Okay, and that's acoustic bass, I think, right?
Yeah, upright bass. I love upright bass.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. And you'll be on saxes and flute and maybe clarinet.
Maybe clarinet, time allowing.
any of your students who might join you and sort of demonstrate what they've learned from you?
Well, if they show up, I'll let them demonstrate. I'm going to be lucky enough to have the Lehigh Valley Performing Arts High School doing an event there at the same time. So I'm going to grab some of those kids and see if I could teach them how to improvise in 5 minutes.
That would be a magnificent demonstration before then you sit down for the book signing.
Right.
And just to close out, where is the book available from? Barnes & Noble, obviously, this Friday. But if people can't make it down there, where?
They can get it at barnesandnoble.com. They can get it at amazon.com. There are copies available at the Moravian Bookshop locally,
mm-hmm.
and Saucon Valley Music, which is a music store in Hellertown, also carries the books.
and online from your own website?
Well, I direct them to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whichever they choose.
Okay. All right. So if you have any aspiring musicians who are looking to want to learn to improvise, hey, Christmas is coming by pretty shortly.
That's for sure.
This could be a very fine gift. What about, just quickly, any other gigs? You have a gig coming up on this coming Saturday night.
Saturday at a new place called Sweet Indulgence. It's a very nice little restaurant / bar and grill. It's on Broad Street right here in Bethlehem. I'll be there from 10 to 12 midnight. It's a wonderful place. They have fantastic desserts. Oh, man, the chocolate is fantastic.
Sweet Indulgence this Saturday, 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You also perform in Hector Rosado's band. Anything happening?
We have some upcoming gigs coming up. I don't have the dates with me, but if you check my website, amsax.com.
amsax.com.
Okay. And saxophone. I list my upcoming events on that website, so you can see where and when I'm playing.
Okay. Alan, thank you very, very much indeed. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest in the studio here. Let's go out listening to you, I think, with a flute solo that'll take us into our movie review. We've been talking with saxist, jazz musician Alan Myerson, talking about his brand new book, First Steps to Jazz Improvisation. Alan, thanks for being here, and let's take a listen to you improvising on flute.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the door.